Welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. It's your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and this is the podcast where we put happiness first. I help high-achieving, deeply passionate healthcare professionals like you rediscover their happiness and their freedom. Join me in conversations with experts to uncover our unique definition of happiness and answer the question, is there really such a thing as work-life balance? If you've heard yourself saying, you know, I'll be happy when, well, my friend, the time is now. Time to step out of the busyness of your life and time to step into the business of happiness. Have you ever surprised yourself with something you didn't think you could do? Or has there been something you've wished you could do? And you just know, I'm just not the kind of person who can do that. Like, that's a really cool dream, but I'm never going to be the one that does that. Oh my gosh. Then this is the episode for you. You have got to listen, because today we are uncovering the stories and the narratives that are keeping you small and how to change those so that you can live an unlimited life. Here we go. Hello and welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and today is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal day because I am so excited to uncover this next layer. It's always that, right? There's always another layer, and that's the personal growth and development world. There's always another layer to uncover and strip away this additional layer of something that might be holding you back from truly experiencing the things you so long to experience. I mean, have you ever had that moment where you suddenly were able to do something that you didn't give yourself credit for? You surprised yourself? Maybe you baked a loaf of bread and you never thought of yourself as a quote-unquote baker. And then it came out beautifully. You're like, oh my God, I can do it. Or you know those Muse paint bars? Have you ever gone to something like that where you're like, wow, I actually have some artistic skill that I haven't been giving myself credit for. This happened to me recently when I was trying to feed orchids. Okay, so bear with me here. My husband takes the credit for having an amazing green thumb. He is, anything he touches grows beautifully. The grass, yes, the grass even grows beautifully, which in our area is a challenge. But plants and trees, and I mean, he's just so talented. Flowers, vegetables, anything. He's so good at cultivating. And I just don't have that skill. That's the story I was telling myself. And my mother has the same talent with orchids. She grows these beautiful orchids. She keeps them alive for years. I love orchids, but they always die on me. Well, she gave me an orchid and I thought, I'm going to really try. The tip she gave me, by the way, this is a fantastic tip about orchids. You feed them once a week. Maybe you already know this. You're like, Taryn, come on. But literally, you feed them once a week. And the way you do it, ice cubes. Literally, I put 5 ice cubes in the orchid on a Sunday. That's it. And they slowly melt into the pot and they feed my orchid enough water for the whole week. And that's it. That's the whole secret. And now, guys, I have like 10 and they're gorgeous and they're flowering beautifully. And then they drop all their flowers and I keep nurturing them. And then guess what? They grow more. And suddenly I learned how to prune them. And then I bought some little Miracle-Gro to spray on them. I'm now an orchid, I don't know, connoisseur, maybe not a connoisseur, but I'm excellent at growing orchids. My whole life, I didn't think of myself that way. The story that you're telling yourself about what is and isn't possible for you could be the only thing limiting you from greater success. Your story, your narratives about yourself are what create and shape your reality. So I had this really cool insight the other day when I was watching on YouTube or something, a video came up about Down Syndrome Awareness Day. And this young woman who's an incredible actress with Down Syndrome was on there saying how our assumptions about what is and isn't possible for people with Down Syndrome actually limits them. She had this great line. She said, "If you assume I don't drink a margarita, you don't offer me a margarita, and I don't drink a margarita. If you assume I can't hit harder," and she was showing a video of herself in boxing class, "you don't ask me to hit harder, and I don't hit harder." And I was thinking, wow, that is so powerful. Especially when it comes to the assumptions we make about ourselves, the story and the narrative we make about ourselves on a daily basis. And there are overarching stories that we buy into, right? They're the ones that are about our lives, what is and isn't possible for me. And these can often be generationally passed down. This is just who our family is. This is just who we are. We're not good with money. This is just who we are. We are overweight. It's in our DNA. And isn't it so funny how often we blame science? We blame our DNA for so much. Oh, this is just passed down generation after generation. We just aren't XYZ. And then we find all the evidence in our family members to support and prove it. Like that evidence makes it true. And sometimes we tell ourselves stories that other people told us about our childhood. I've had clients who even tell me, "Well, I don't remember this experience, but apparently when I was 3, I fell off a couch and it traumatized me, and now I can never do anything that involves heights. I have a fear of heights, and it's all because of this." We have these stories that we attach to ourselves, like an identity, that can limit us from taking action on the things we want most. I hope this is landing for you. I hope you're realizing how big this moment is right now. In your life, in your head, in the stories you have been telling yourself and other people over and over and over again, what stories have you held about yourself? And are those stories enormously empowering, or are they limiting? Have they prevented you from taking action on your dreams? Oh, I'm not musical. Maybe there was something in your childhood that someone said, "Oh, you're just not musical." Somebody's offhanded, flippant remark or comment, or maybe their insecure opinion attached to you in a story that how has defined what is and isn't possible for you. "I'm just an angry person." Isn't that interesting? If you believed that narrative about yourself, would you ever seek to curb the way you presented that anger? To look into what the thoughts are in your head that are causing you to be angry all the time or frustrated all the time? I used to tell myself I was an all or none, black or white kind of person. I either dove in and did everything to the extreme, or I didn't do it at all. I gave myself all these reasons, and I talked about it last 2 weeks ago in our labels and limitations episode about how they can be labels. But what I want us now to focus on is the narrative. The story about you, the story that you create in your life. See, the really amazing thing is we get to rewrite that story. We get to rewrite that story any time we want, at any point in our lives. We get to assess that story that feels so real, that feels so true, because guess what? You've told yourself that story over and over and over again. And we get to write a new one. Our stories and our narratives about ourselves are often the only thing stopping us from being able to achieve our dreams. really stopping us from being able to achieve anything. So I'd love for you to consider this for a moment. What are the narratives or stories that you have created for yourself? When you describe yourself to someone beyond your profession, beyond your labels, right? We've already identified how those can be limiting. But when you describe yourself, your personality, what are you saying about yourself? What do you tell people? What feels true about you? Oh, I'm not athletic. Isn't that interesting? If you believed that story, would you ever go to the gym? Would you ever try running a long distance race? Would you ever sign up for a 5K? What are those narratives and stories that you've created for yourself that shape what's possible for you? And now I would love you to imagine, like, where are you holding yourself back? Where are you limiting yourself when you really have a desire? Maybe it's a desire to be more social. Maybe it's a desire to be more calm and easeful. Maybe it's a desire to be more impactful, to have greater influence in the world. Maybe it's a desire to be on stages. Where are you limiting yourself because you're telling yourself a story of, oh, that's not me? Where are you censoring yourself? Now, that beautiful video from that great actress with Down syndrome was really expressing how other people can limit us. But that story is only true if you're repeating the story to yourself. And if you drop that story about yourself, that narrative about what is and isn't possible for you, how would you show up differently? How would your day be different? How would your focus and your intention be different? How would your dreams be different? If you just drop that story, would you buy an orchid? Would you sign up for comedy night or improv night? What would you give yourself permission to do? First, let me say this. If you're listening to this episode, I applaud you. Because just simply by showing up and listening to this episode, it tells me so much about you already. That you've already identified the fact that you have neuroplasticity and you can actually reconsider the thoughts that you're thinking. So hello, bravo, hello, higher consciousness and awareness. That is amazing. Because most people live their entire lives, by the way, without realizing that they actually get to choose a new narrative. They actually get to step beyond their self-imposed limitations. So bravo. And then second of all, give yourself enormous grace. Because I think often what happens is we hear this new insight and we're like, oh my gosh, can't believe I've been limiting myself and telling myself I can't do that when that's absolutely not true. We tend to want to beat ourselves up. We tend to want to self-flagellate or make ourselves wrong, or that part of us that feels really sad for having held ourselves back for so long. When you have the realization of, oh my gosh, it wasn't anybody else telling me I couldn't do something, it was me. Give yourself enormous grace and compassion. Because another thing that's true about making massive impact, about changing your life, about living bigger, more powerful, joyous, fulfilled lives, is it has to come with supporting ourselves and loving ourselves. It's like the key component. So when that little voice comes in and says, oh, but you should feel so bad about limiting yourself for so long because of that narrative you had, kindly love on her and say, it's okay. I'm realizing it now. And realizing it now is a superpower for the future. Because your past never, ever, ever has to be a life sentence. You get to choose a new narrative of what's possible for you. Now I'm really excited. What does that look like for you? Thank you for listening to the Business of Happiness podcast. If this episode brought you new perspective and value, I invite you to subscribe so that you catch all upcoming episodes and leave us a review. And if you know of a friend or colleague who could benefit from this perspective, share this episode with them and empower their day. For more information about the business of happiness and the Radical Happiness for Practitioners course. Find me on www.thebizofhappiness.com. See you there.